Okay, so we're at Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of the things that that are Mida Keneged Mida. Yeah, well, just finishing off revising yesterday. He also saw the Seser. She did her activity privately, secludedly. Yoshev B'Seser Elyon Samba Ponim. So Hashem, who's the one who sits in his secluded place upstairs, he will put his... he will look at her and put his attention to her. The eye of an adulterer is trying to keep it dark to say no one should see me, but Hashem sees her, and therefore he's the one who sits in seclusion. He sees her. Dover Acher, another explanation. He also saw Beseser. She did things secludedly. Hamokem Pirsuma Begoli. So Hashem publicizes it openly. Everyone sees. Shenemar tchasas sinu b'masoyin tigala ra'osay b'kahol. That she tries to cover up the hatred, the something which Hashem hates. She tried to cover it up in darkness, and her wickedness will be revealed to the whole congregation. Okay, so those are all the things that are mida keneged mida. Now the Gemara asks. We said yesterday that if she does, if the water, that any punishment that a person is supposed to get is, let's say, from the four capital punishments. So nowadays we don't have capital punishment, but they'll get, something will happen to them that will be in a similar vein, a similar theme to the punishment that they were supposed to get. And we talked about all the four Mises Besdin. And we had a pasuk that says, the pasuk said that it all adds up. So if something's supposed to happen to a person and he might not get his dues all at once, but all the things will add up. We said kol, what was the expression? It was achas la'achas, was a pasuk that one by one, kol pruto pruto mister refus l'cheshben gadol, every penny adds up. So every little bit of punishment adds up, etc. And we had a pasuk which said that one by one it'll add up to a big calculation. So the Gemara asks, now that we have that pasuk, that tells you that little by little it adds up. Is kikol soin soyan barash lamali. So that was the previous pasuk that we had, that even small things. We started off with the Brisa Rebbe said that how do I know? So we started off with the pasuk b'sasa b'shachat rivena, which was when the sa'a is full, when your container is full of sin, then you get the punishment. And the Gemara, and then he asked, but how do you know if you did a little sin that wasn't a full saw? So he said, because the pasuk says, ki kol sa'in soyan barash, even little bits. So therefore, if it's even little, so once you told me that it's that pruta v'pruta is el cheshben gadol, even one pruta at a time, so why do I need another pasuk to tell me the same thing? So he says, l'chamida, because that's telling you that it's in the same vein. So the pasuk of achas la'achas is telling you in terms of quantity that a lot of little punishments would add up to a big punishment, if you like. And the pasuk yikol son is telling you qualitatively that the type of punishment that a person gets is what he deserves based on his actions. Mida keneged mida. Then the Gemara asked me, achad and afkele mechikol son son barash. Once we had that pasuk, which tells me that we learned from that, according to Rebbe, that even small things, a person does a small avera, so he gets, something happens to him in a small way, that is mida keneged mida. So therefore, what did the pasuk about the big things? Besasa b'shachat rivena, which we said refers to big things, when the sa'ah is full, that's when Hashem will punish him. So what do we that? If it happens when he has small things, when he does a small thing, he gets punished, and it's midi keneged midi. So if he does this big thing, it's for sure. So what do we need that pasuk for? Besasa b'shachat rivena. And it says the Gemara lichad Rav Chinon bar Papa, the Amar Rav Chinon bar Papa. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'uma ad shas shiluch. Hashem doesn't punish a nation until it gets up to the full measure of when it's ready to be destroyed. So a whole nation will be allowed to build up until when it deserves it, it'll get collectively wiped out. So therefore, the implication there is,
what
Why doesn't he bring...
Same idea,
yeah. Yeah, it's true. I can think of some Balabata chances, but none of them are particularly good. So, Makolpan and the Gemara ask a different question here. The Gemara's saying the implication here is that if you have a nation that is evil, they won't get their punishment until they get to the full measure of evilness, and then they'll cop it. Yeah. So that implies that they wouldn't get bit by bit and time by time. So therefore the Gemara asks, saying it's not true. The Omar Rava. Rava says, Shlosha Kaisis Hamuris b'Mitzrayim Lama. What are the three times he talks about a cup in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim? Yeah, the butler in Paris, butler when he was in jail with Yosef, and he had the dream, and he mentions three times Paris cup. Now a cup of wine can be drunk besimcha as a sign of joy. A person drinks a cup of wine, but also a cup of wine can also be a kais or peronus that they used to give the condemned man a cup of wine to drink. Also, so this is referring to the condemned person having a drink of wine as a sign of punishment, kosho peronos. So why are there three of them? Says Rava, achas teshrasas b'mei Moshe. So Egypt copped one destruction at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'achas teshrasas b'mei Paranechei. One was in the times of Paranechei. Paranechei was the king of Egypt, and he was conquered by Sancheriv. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, he came and captured and conquered Egypt. So that was a second time. And Va'achas Shasida Lishtai Sim Chavrisah. And the third one is for the future, when it's going to get it with all the other, friends, let's say, all the other nations who are. Islamic State and all those people, they're getting it in installments. So you say that they only get it in one big thing at the end. You wait until they deserve the whole lot and then bang. Yeah, and here we see they get it in installments. The Chitim, well, what will you answer me? Hana Chazdu, that the original Egyptians from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu are gone. The Hani Achrinaninu, and these are different people. They're not the original Egyptians, they're just other people who turned up and live in Egypt. Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Minyamin Ger HaMitzri Hayali Chaver. I had a friend who was known as Minyamin the Egyptian Ger, Mitalmide Rabbi Akiva. And he was of the students of Rabbi Akiva. And Omar Minyamin Ger HaMitzri. And he used to say, Ani Mitzri Rishon. I am a first generation convert from Egyptians. The Nasasi Mitzvah Rishon. So my wife is also a first generation. So a Mitzri, an Egyptian convert, is not allowed to marry into the community until three generations. So he says, I'm a first generation, so my wife is also first generation. Asil Bini Mitzvah Shnia. I will get my son to marry a second generation Egyptian convert girl. Kadesha Yehe Ben Bini Mutta Lavai Bakal. So my grandson will be a third generation, will already be allowed to marry anybody. Because, as Rashi points out, if my son, who's second generation, would marry another Mitzris who was first generation, you have to go according to the highest. So therefore, their child would be considered a second generation again. But if the second marries a second generation, then the third generation is already completely off the hook. So what do we see? That Minyamin, who says he was in Egyptian gear, so he was not allowed to marry into the community because he was Egyptian. So if you'll tell me that all the Egyptians in the days of Moshe disappeared and these are just other people who lived in that land, so then Minyamin Ger HaMitzri is not really an Egyptian. So he shouldn't have any problem marrying anybody. Yeah, but we see that he did have a problem, so therefore that shows that they are really Egyptian. Those people living in Egypt are Egyptians. So therefore, how can you tell me, so how come they got three installments of punishments? Ella says the Gemara, If you want to say something about the way punishments work, Hachi Itmar, it's as follows. For a nation can get punished in installments, like we see by Egypt. But a particular king will get it only when he has done his full measure of stuff, and then he will get the punishment and he will be wiped out. Shenemar b'sasa b'shachat rivenu. Again, from that pasuk, that when the saw is full, that's when it'll get sent away. So that's what chilun bar papa is. Ameimar masla hadalab chilun bar papa ha. Ameimar learned this quotation from chilun bar papa, referring to the following. My dechsev. The pasuk says, "Is the pasuk of Malachi? Ki ani Hashem lo yishanisi. I Hashem have not changed. V'yata b'nei Yaakov lo yichilisem. And you b'nei Yaakov have not finished off. Have not been depleted." Is what's the pshat? Ani Hashem lo yishanisi lo yikesi l'umah. So shanisi. So normally we translate ani Hashem lo yishanisi. I haven't changed. God is the same as He always was, always will be. He doesn't change with the times. But he's learning a pshat that shanisi from the word a second time, shani, yeah? That I never, I never smote a nation and then did it again, second time. Vatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisim, and you b'nei Yaakov did not get finished off. Ha'nidichsiv, chitzaya chalabom, this is, it says in Hazinu, there's two opinions there. That whole thing in Hazinu where he talks about punishments, about whether he's talking about the punishments that the Jews get when they misbehave or the punishment the Goyim get. But this is obviously looking at the from the point of view that it's referring to the Jews getting a punishment when they misbehave. So he says, "Chitzay achalabam, I will finish off my arrows. When I shoot my arrows, I'll finish them off. Bachitzay chalin, that means the arrows get finished. Abrahain ain't calling, but the people are not completely wiped out." So that's so amongst that we said that he didn't, that's what Achir Nebar Papa said, that he didn't smite any nation twice. But what sort of smiting are we talking about? We're talking about a wipeout. Yeah, so the question is, you still have the same question, the Chayra from the Egypt, which was hit three times, and you probably give the same answer, that it refers to a king, not to a nation. Okay, next. Amar Rav Amnuna, Eina Kash Baruch Nifre Mina Adam. Even an individual person, Hashem does not punish him until he gets his full measure to deserve a punishment. When he fills up his supply, sipik is like I said, when he gets his full measure, yitzar loy, then Hashem will give him tzoris. Yitzar loshin tzoris, he will get tzoris for gamer. Darish abchirun abar papa, ma'adik siv, ranu tzadikim ba'Hashem, tzadikim should rejoice with Hashem, La Yisharim Nova Sehila, for the righteous is the it's nice praises. Al Tikrin Nova Sehila, Ella Nova Sehila, which is that it's to do with the praise is to do with Nova with the habitation. Yeah, Nova means a place where you live. So the praise of the tzaddikim was because of the habitation. What on earth does that mean? Says Rav Chilun Abar Papa, Zeh Moshe v'David. The tzaddikim he's referring to in the pasuk are Moshe and David. Shalosh shaltu seineyem b'maaseyem, that the habitations that they built, the enemies were not able to rule over. What are they? David, tichsiv. David, it says so. But David, he built it before that. Yeah, he built what's called Metzudas Tzion, which is, Rashi says, it's Ir David and his house. They recently, well, 2 years ago when I was there in Ir David, they gave us a tour. They were talking about the house of David HaMelech. Like his not the basic building, but his own private palace where he lived. And they found the remains there, and there was a whole machlokes amongst the archaeologists whether this was David HaMelech's house or not. So there's a sign there that says David HaMelech's house, ? But you would think it's probably right, because the whole Ir David isn't that big, so how many palaces are going to be already there?
The question is, one on top of the other.
Yeah, well, this is already dug down, yeah, correct. So he says that the house of David, Ir David and his house, didn't get destroyed. The gate sunk into the ground so that the Goyim wouldn't get it. Yeah, this is what he's saying, that the things that that David and Moshe built, the Goyim didn't get a chance to get. So one was David's house that sunk into the ground and the Goyim couldn't destroy it. And Moshe, the Amar Mar, Mishanivne, Migdash Rishon, when the Beis HaMikdash was built. So what happened to all the stuff that Moshe Rabbeinu had put in the Mishkan? Yeah, they built the boards, the whole structure of the Mishkan. What happened to it? So that's what we said, that in Nignas, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, Nignas Oyel Moed. So the Oyel Moed, which is the inner sanctuary in the Mishkan, the crusher of the boards, Kerasov and the hooks, Ubrichov and the poles, Vamudov and the pillars, Vadonov and the sockets, all the stuff we learned about that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan, what happened to it? Heichal, where did they go? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Avimi, Tachas Mechila Shal Heichal. They got somehow buried in the ground underneath the paths, the tunnels that are underneath the Heichal. But they never got captured by any goyim. Okay, so that's about punishments. Let's move to something different. Tana Rabbanon. Saita Nosna Eineha B'misha Einei Roila. What did the Saita do? She put her eyes on someone who doesn't belong to her. Yeah, she was unfaithful by looking at someone who doesn't belong to her. Is Masha Biksha Lanitala. The thing that she was trying to get that didn't belong to her, she didn't get anyway, because she's Osir. Once she's caught out, she's Osir to the guy who she had the affair with. Well, Masha Biyada Natloimena. And what she had, she loses also, because she's now Osir to her own husband. Shakala Noisin Aina Masha Aina Shaloi. Anybody who puts his eyes on something that's not his, Masha Bavakish Noisin, in the fullness of time, he doesn't get it. What he wants to get that's not doesn't belong to him, he doesn't get. Well, Masha Biyada Natloimena. And even what he already had, he loses. So he ends up worse off. Turn the page. V'chein Matzinu. So we find by the snake, the early snake, the first snake in history, who was the one with the Eitz Hadas, who was mucking around with Chava over there, was what happened. He wanted to marry Chava. Sorry. So he put his eyes on something that it wasn't his to take. It's Masha Bikesh Lostullah. He didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get to marry Chava. Or Masha Biyodin at Lumimeno. Even the things that the snake already had, he lost out on. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hashem says, Ani Amarti Yehe Melech HaKol Behem HaVachaya. I said that the snake would be the king of all of the animals. V'yachshav Orer Humi Kol HaBehema. And now instead, he is cursed from all of the animals. Humi Kol Chayas HaSada. I said that the snake would walk upright on 2 feet. Now the punishment is that he has to crawl and slither on his throat. I said that he would eat the same food as people. He would be run up there on the next level of people. Now he's going to eat the dirt. Who Amar? The snake said, Adam ve'esas Chava. I'll kill Adam and I'll get to marry Chava. Achshav, now, Eva Oshis Beinecha Uvena Isha, I'll put a hatred in between you and the woman. So instead of marrying her, there'll be a hatred between you. Uven Zarach, Uven Zara, and between her children and your children. So therefore, he wanted to get her, he got exactly the opposite, and he ended up even worse off. He lost that on what he had. V'chein Matzinu Bekayin, similarly with all of these people who wanted something that wasn't theirs, Cain, what Rashi says, Cain wanted to marry the extra twin. Part of the problem that Cain had was that Hevel had two twin sisters, and Cain had one. And of course, they had to marry them because there was no one else around. And Cain was jealous that Hevel had two twins and he only had one, so he wanted one of Hevel's. So he wanted something that wasn't his. So he ended up being his whole lineage was knocked out. But Korach. Korach wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. In the end, he wasn't anything. He was swallowed up. Bilam wanted to get lots of money. When he went to Balak to get the reward for the 24,000 Jews who were killed in the plague, so he went to get his wages. So while he was over there, he got killed. The Doeg was, he was one of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, but he got jealous of David HaMelech, who was even bigger, and because he got jealous, and he wanted to have some position that he didn't deserve, in the end he was disposed of as well. And similarly, Achisofel wanted to be king. He ended up being the advisor of Avshalom, who was David's son, who rebelled against him. So not only he didn't get to be king, but Yechzi Yemeyim, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that both Doeg and Achisofel died young in unusual circumstances. The Gehazi was the servant of Elisha. We just had him in last week's Haftorah. Yeah, and he wanted to have also the money of Naaman Harmoni, and instead he got Saras like him. Yeah, that Elisha's, because he misbehaved, so he got the punishment that he got the Saras of Naaman. Avshalom, Avshalom was David HaMelech's son who rebelled against him. And Adonai Yahu was another one of David HaMelech's sons who rebelled against him. And Uzziyahu wanted to become the Kohen, and instead he became a Metzora. The Haman, there's a one out of the blue. Haman wanted to be second to the king. He ended up being with the rubbish on his head and hung up on the pole. All of these people, they all wanted something that wasn't theirs. They didn't get what they wanted. Not what they already had, they lost that on as well. Okay, then the Mishnah said, she started off the Avera with her thigh, and then it went, and so she gets first smitten with her thigh. How do we know this? If you're just going by the order of the Pasuk, that Hashem says he will make her thigh fall and her stomach explode, and therefore the thigh is first. But the other Pasuk says when she drinks it, therefore the belly explodes first, before the thigh. When the curse is, the Allah, which is the curse, and he says to the woman, you're going to be cursed, then first it's the Yerech, because that was where the Aveira started from. And then he cursed the belly. But when the water starts doing its job, in the order that the water gets into the body, that's what it does. So it gets into the Betin Beresha, first it goes into the stomach, and then it gets down to the Yerech. So that's the order. I read the Gemara B'Klala Nami, in the curse also, it also has another pasuk which talks about the belly getting it first before the thigh. So the Gemara answers, "Ahu demayla lekayin." The kayin tells her the bet and bereisha v'hadar yarech, that the order of the actual sickness will be first in the belly and then in the thigh. Shlalahetzi laz al mayim morim. Not so people shouldn't talk lashon hara about the water. That doesn't work, because if it goes in the wrong order, they'll say, "Aha, it didn't do what." Didn't do what it's supposed to do. So therefore he tells her, no, that's the way it's going to be in the order that it comes in. Okay, says the Mishnah, Shimshon halach acharenim. Now on this idea of people going after things that they wanted and they got punished, Shimshon halach acharenim, he was led astray by his eyes, what he saw. Lefichach nikru plishtim, so again, mida keneged mida, the plishtim poked out his eye. Shenemar v'yechazu plishtim, the plishtim grabbed him by Nakru Asenov and they knocked out his eyes. Avshalom is Gar Basare. Avshalom had very long hair. He was a Nazir and his hair grew very long, and he was proud of his beautiful hairstyle. Is the Fir Anitla Basare. In the end, he was hung from the tree by his got caught. His hair got caught in the branches and he was hanging on the tree and they came and killed him. Well, the Fisha Baal Eser Pilakshe Aviv. And also, in order to show that he was king, he tried to take over the kingship, so he came and had intimacy with all of his father's concubines, 10 of them. As the fichach lost boy, esalunbiyoy. So he ended up with 10 stakes in his heart. Shenemar, vayusebu asara. Let's get the pasuk right. Can't find it. Oh, over here. Vayusebu asara na'arim na'iseh klay yoyov. 10 of the soldiers who were Yoyev's weapons bearers surrounded him. And it says, "Vayakor Shalom," and they smote Avshalom. So he got 10 smitings. The fish had gone of Gilmog Nevis, and he stole 3 things. What did he steal? Not stealing like Begashmius, but he deceived Lev Aviv. He deceived his father, the Lev Bezdin, and he deceived Bezdin, the Lev Yisrael, and he deceived all the people. Lefichach nisku boy, or the bracket says, when Yignev Avshalom is Lev Anchi Yisrael, Avshalom deceived all the people. Lefichach nisku boy Gimel Shvatim, therefore he got 3 sticks that were stuck into him. Shenemar vayikach Yoyev Shloisha Shvatim b'chapoy, Yoyev took 3 sticks, 3 arrows or whatever they were in his hand. Vayitzkein b'lev Avshalom, and he impale them into Avshalom's heart and kill them. So that's midah keneged midah. So that's all punishments. And the flip side is v'chel in a toiva. Same thing for good things. Miriam himtina la Moshe sha'achas. Miriam waited around for Moshe for an hour. Shenemar v'teisatza v'chesem erochik, when he was in the, when Moshe was in the Reed Sea in the basket. So Miriam was standing there watching to see what's going to happen to him. So the reward for her standing there watching was l'fira nisakfu la Yisrael zayin yom amibar. When Miriam got leprosy, so the people in the desert waited for 7 days until she was finished. And Emar, the Am lo nasa ad hayosef Miriam. The people didn't travel until Miriam came back in. So that was the reward. Yosef zocha likpa resavim. Yosef buried his father. So he did a good deed to his father by burying him and taking him to Eretz Yisrael to bury him. So what was the midah keneged midah? He was at the time the greatest. He was the king of Egypt, so he was the greatest, the senior brother. That Yosef went to bury his father, and everything else that came was subsidiary to him. He was the big boss, and so therefore, what happened with Yosef? And when Yosef needed to be buried, who was the one who involved himself with Yosef's bones? Me lano gadol me Yosef. And who was greater than Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the one who schlepped Yosef's bones. And then the reward, the chain of reward continues. Moshe zochel ba'atzmas Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he did this good thing, that he was bothering with the bones of Yosef, v'en b'Yisrael gadol mimenu, and he is the greatest. Shenemar v'yikach Moshe zatzmas Yosef imoy, is me gadol mimoshe. So who had a better thing than his own burial? Who buried Moshe? Hashem himself buried Moshe. Hashem himself buried Moshe in the valley. And Leo Moshe Bavad Amru, not just Moshe, Ela Kol Tzadikim, all Tzadikim, Hashem is involved with them, with their funerals. Shenemar v'halach l'fanecha tzidkecha, your righteousness goes before you. Kavod Hashem yasvecha, and the honor of Hashem gathers you in. So that is the positive midah keneged midah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, and then the Braisa. Shimshon be'ein of Mara, Shimshon rebelled by following after his eyes. Shenemar v'yemesh Shimshon eloviv. Shimshon said to his father, Isa Kachli, take this girl for me, ki yoshra be'enai, because she looks good in my eyes. So she looked good, and therefore his eyes led him astray. Lefira nikro plishtim esenav, therefore the plishtim poked out his eyes. Shenemar v'yechazu plishtim, the plishtim grabbed him, v'yinakro esenav, knocked out his eyes. Fred the Gemara, eini it ain't so. V'haksi, v'av v'im alo yadu kimi Hashem hu. That the parents didn't know that him marrying Dalila was from Hashem, the plan. So it wasn't that he was following his eyes. So the Gemara says that's true, that was Hashem's plan. But Raki Ozol miyubas yashusa, it may have been Hashem's plan, but he was the one who was just following what his eyes wanted. Tanya then the Brice, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says tchilas kilkuloi ba'aza. Where did Shimshon start? Where did his trouble start? In Aza, huh? The rot set in when in Gaza. Lefichlech loka ba'aza. Therefore, that's where he got his final smiting was in Gaza also. Tchilas kekul it was ba'aza d'chsiv v'yelach Shimshon azasa. Shimshon went to Aza v'yar sham nisha zoyna, and he found there a woman a zoyna. Lefichlech loka ba'aza. Therefore, his punishment happened in Aza d'chsiv v'yerid away say Aza. So they took him down to Aza. I fred the gemara v'chsiv v'yerid Shimshon Shimnasa. He went down in Timnah. So what do you mean he started in Aza? He went down already in Timnah. So we said, Tchilas Tokule Mia Ba'aza Hoya, but he started in Aza. That's where he found Dalila, was in Timnah, yeah. Vahi Achre Chain, and it was after that. Vayehav Isha Benachal Soirik, Ishma Dalila. He fell in love with this woman in Nachal Soirik, and her name was Dalila. Tanya Rebbe Yemer, Ilmala Nikra Shma Dalila. If her name hadn't been given Dalila, Ru'uya Haisa Shitigora Dalila, she would have been suitable to call her Dalila anyway. Dildala Eskoicha, she dissipated his strength. Dildala Eslibo, she dissipated his heart. Dildala Esmaisav, and she ruined his actions, his deeds. Dildala Eskoicha, how do I know she ruined his strength? She cut his hair. Yeah, she cut his hair, and then that took away his strength. Dildala Sliba, she ruined his heart. Tachsiva Teva Dalila Kihigila Skaliboy, that he told her everything. That Dalila saw that he was telling her all of his secrets, and then she was able to weaken him. Dildalas myself this talat shchina, and the shchina went away from him after that. He didn't realize that now his strength has gone away and Hashem has gone away from him, and the plishtim were able to capture him. But how did Dalila know he was telling her the truth when he told her that his strength was in his hair? You can tell when a person tells the truth and a person tells a lie. You can always tell the truth. Lie detectors. She knew that he wouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. Came into Amr Nazir Alekim, and he said he's a Nazir of Hashem. Alekim Amra, so she said, Hashta Vade Kusta Kamar, he's definitely telling the truth now. And she kept trying to get him to tell her what his secret was. Pestering him about Taltsehu. And he pushed her off. What do you mean, Taltsehu? Maivet Taltsehu, Amar Abitzah Pivei Rabami, Bishaz Kmarbiya, Nishmata Mitachta. Whenever they were finishing in their intimacy, she would slide out from underneath him and not finish off because he was not telling her the truth. Viata, he said, now back to Viata. This next pasuk is what the Malach told the mother, Shimshon's mother, when she was going to have the baby. She said, Ato, now he shamri no, be careful, Vialtishti yayim v'shecher, don't drink wine and beer, Vialtochli, or anything that's v'shaker, Vialtochli, kol tome, don't eat anything tome. My kol tome, what do you mean tome? What's tome got to do with it? V'su, and furthermore, Arhashad, so we thought tome means unkosher. Like a tame animal. What, till now she was eating unkosher stuff? What's going on here? Is Amr Rav Yitzchak the Beir Avami, Dvorim Asurim Ben Nazir. It means don't eat things that are forbidden for a Nazir, and which is one of the things that Tumah we know about a Nazir, which we just finished learning about it. Hashem cut the place where the jawbone of the donkey. And he cut it open, and he was able to take the jawbone. Amar Rav Yitzchak Tevei Rabami, who evil a dover tomei? He wanted a dover tomei, which was a foreign woman, a plishtis. Lefichach nit luchayev a dover tomei. Therefore, his life was saved by a dover tomei, which was of the donkey. Latocha ruach Hashem, and then it says the spirit of Hashem was on him. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, cholster of wasa sheYaakov Avinu. So it means vatocha lashin. It was chal. It took effect. The prophecy of Yaakov Avinu took effect. He Don Nochash on a Derech Shimshon came from the tribe of Don, and here we see this is the Don. He is the snake of Don, who was on the road. Lefam lebemachane Don, to his steps to walk in the camp of Don. Amar Rav Yitzchak Tevei Ravami Malamet Shoyes Hashchina Mikashkeshes Lefan of Kizug. What do you mean his steps? It means that the steps or footsteps were heard because the Shechina was banging a bell in front of him when he was walking like a bell. Ksiv Hachal Lefamoy Machane Don, it uses the word Lefamoy. Ksiv Hassan by the Kohen Gadol on his decorations on the Me'il, Pamoy and Verima, and he had bells on the thing that when he walked you could hear him coming. So that was the same when Shimshon was coming. Bein Tzara Uvein Eshta Oil, and he lived in between these two places called Tzara and Eshta Oil. Amud of Asi Tzara Eshta Oil, Shnei Hari Gedolim, there were two big mountains, V'akran Shimshon, V'tachlan Zebazah. Shimshon picked them up and banged them together. V'hu Yachal Eshia Tzara, he began to save the Yidin. Amud of,
That's the
Malach. Yeah, Amud of Rabbi Chamei, Rabbi Chanina, Huchal Shavasa Shal Avi Melech. This is where this huchal means it was nullified. The oath that Avram made with Avimelech, was now null and void. In last week's parsha, Avram promised to Avimelech that he wouldn't do anything bad to him and his grandson and his great grandson. Time's up, and now they deserve it. So they got it. Okay, finish it tomorrow.